The plastic smells like a burning tire. It is the first thing I notice when the anesthesia lifts. It is not the smell of a hospital. It is the smell of a garage. My eyes are heavy, and my throat is a desert. I try to move my hands, but they feel like lead weights. The air in this room is too cold. It hits my skin, and I realize I am shivering. I am shaking so hard the thin metal table rattles under me. I remember the doctor. He wore a gold watch over his surgical glove. He told me I was beautiful. He told me he was an artist. He told me the $5,000 was a special price. A one-time gift for a girl with my potential. Now the artist is gone. There is only a nurse with a tired face and a clipboard. She does not look at my eyes. She only looks at the monitors. I try to speak. My tongue is thick and dry. I ask if it is over. She nods once. She tells me I need to wake up. They need the table for the next girl. I look past her and see a row of black curtains. Behind every curtain is a girl like me. We are on an assembly line. We are the harvest of the Miami sun. The pain starts as a dull hum. Then it becomes a roar. It is not in my head or my chest. It is in my hips. It feels like someone poured hot lead under my skin. I try to shift my weight and a scream catches in my throat. The nurse tells me to be still. She says the compression garment is tight for a reason. She says I have to earn the body I wanted. I think of the advertisements on my phone. The smooth skin and the perfect curves. The influencers who promised that this was easy. They called it a transformation. They never called it a mutilation. I spent 2 years saving every dollar from the salon. I skipped meals. I drove a car with a broken window. All for this moment. All for the dream of being enough. The recovery house is a two-story building in a quiet neighborhood. It looks normal from the outside. Inside, it is a war zone. There are six of us in one room. The air is thick with the smell of antiseptic and sweat. We are all wearing the same black faja. We look like a row of broken dolls. I cannot sit down. I cannot lie on my back. I have to stay on my stomach. The pressure on my lungs makes every breath a struggle. I stare at the floor and watch the dust motes dance in the light. I think about my mother. She told me my body was a temple. I told her it was a project. Now the project is failing. The first night is the longest. The girl in the bed next to me is crying. She is from New York. She says her legs are numb. She says she cannot feel her toes. I try to comfort her, but I cannot move. I can only listen to her sob until she falls asleep. Or until she faints. I don't know which one it is. The leaks start on the second day. The fluid is pink and clear. It comes from the small holes they cut in my skin. They call it drainage. I call it my life leaking onto the floor. The woman who runs the house tells me it is normal. She wipes the floor with a dirty towel and tells me to drink more water. She does not look like a medical professional. She looks like a landlord. I look at myself in the mirror for the first time. My skin is not smooth. It is purple and black. It looks like a storm cloud is trapped under my flesh. My hips are huge, but they are lumpy. One side is higher than the other. I touch the skin and I feel nothing. It is like touching a piece of leather. The nerves are dead. I remember the 2025 warnings. The news reports about the new Florida laws. They said doctors must use ultrasounds now. They said the fat must stay above the muscle. If it goes into the muscle, it goes to the heart. It becomes a plug. It stops the breath. It ends the life. I asked my doctor about the ultrasound. He laughed. He said he had been doing this for 20 years. He said his hands were better than any machine. I believed him because I wanted to believe him. I wanted the discount more than I wanted the safety. I thought I was the exception. I thought my body was strong enough to survive a shortcut. Now I am lying on a stained mattress in a house full of strangers. I am realizing that a shortcut is just a long way to a dead end. By the third day, the fever arrives. It starts in my bones. My skin is hot to the touch, but I am freezing. I tell the house manager. She gives me a Tylenol and tells me to walk. She says the movement will help the swelling. I try to stand and the world tilts. The pain in my right hip is different now. It is sharp and biting. It feels like a serrated knife is twisting in the wound. I pull back the foam padding under my garment. The skin is not purple anymore. It is gray. It looks like wet ash. There is a smell now. It is sweet and rotten. It is the smell of dying tissue. I know this smell. I grew up in a house where we slaughtered our own chickens. This is the smell of meat that has sat in the sun too long. I call the clinic. No one answers. I call again. The receptionist tells me the doctor is in surgery. She says the doctor cannot be disturbed. She tells me to put ice on it. She tells me I am being dramatic. She says Brazilian women are tougher than this. She hangs up the phone. I am a Brazilian American. I grew up between two worlds. In Miami, we are told that our beauty is our currency. We are told that if we don't look a certain way, we don't exist. I spent my whole life trying to buy my way into existence. Now I am paying the price for a currency that is losing its value. The emergency room is bright and loud. The doctors there do not look like artists. They look like mechanics. They look at my hip and they don't see beauty. They see a crisis. They see a staph infection that is eating its way toward my spine. They talk in fast sentences. They use words like debridement and necrosis. They cut me open while I am awake. They have to. They need to see how far the rot goes. I feel the cold steel of the scalpel. I feel the pressure of the hands. I do not feel the pain anymore. I am too far gone for pain. I am just a spectator to my own destruction. The surgeon tells me I am lucky. He says if I had waited another 6 hours, the infection would have hit my bloodstream. He says I would have been another statistic in the 2025 report. He says the man who did this to me used a dirty cannula. He says the fat was injected directly into the gluteal muscle. I stay in the hospital for 2 weeks. I have 3 surgeries to remove the dead flesh. Every time they take a piece of me away, they take the fat I paid for. They take the muscle I was born with. They take the skin that used to be soft. When they are done, my right side is hollow. There is a crater where my hip used to be. I go home to a quiet apartment. My friends do not call. They saw the pictures on my social media before the surgery. They saw the before, and they were waiting for the after. They don't want to see this after. They don't want to see the scars that look like lightning bolts. They don't want to see the way I limp when I walk. The medical bills arrive in a thick envelope. The discount surgery cost $5,000. The hospital stay costs $80,000. I have no insurance that covers elective mistakes. I sell my car. I move back in with my mother. She does not say I told you so. She just cleans my wounds every night. She cries quietly when she thinks I am asleep. I try to sue the doctor. I find a lawyer in a strip mall. He looks at my files and shakes his head. He says the clinic changed its name 3 times in 2 years. He says the doctor is not insured. He says the consent form I signed gave away my right to breathe. I signed a paper that said death was an acceptable risk. I signed my life away for a bargain. It is 2026 now. A year has passed since the day of the burning plastic smell. The laws in Florida are even stricter now. They talk about them on the news like it is a victory. They show charts and graphs. They say the death rate is down. They don't show the girls who lived. They don't show the girls who are walking around with craters in their hips. I work at the salon again. I stand on my feet for 8 hours a day. By the 4th hour, my right side starts to throb. The scar tissue is tight. It pulls at my skin. I have to wear a special brace under my clothes just to stay upright. I see the young girls come in with their phones. They show me pictures of the same influencers. They talk about the new clinics in South America. They talk about the prices. I want to grab them by the shoulders. I want to scream until my lungs hurt. I want to show them the map of my body. I want to tell them that beauty is not worth the rot. I want to tell them that the artist with the gold watch is a thief. But I don't say anything. I just cut their hair. I listen to the sound of the scissors. My body is a failure. Not because it was not perfect before, but because I broke it trying to fix something that wasn't broken. The damage is irreversible. The nerves will never grow back. The skin will never be smooth. I am a survivor of a war I started against myself. I sit on the beach sometimes. I watch the waves. I used to love the water. Now I stay in my sarong. I watch the girls in the bikinis. I see the telltale marks, the small scars at the base of the spine, the way they walk with a stiff gait. I recognize the members of my tribe. We are the girls of the assembly line. We are the ones who paid for the dream and woke up in the nightmare. The sun is warm on my face. It is the only thing that feels good. I close my eyes and try to remember what it was like to be whole. I try to remember the girl who thought she was small. She was so big. She was so complete. She just didn't know it. Now she is gone. In her place is a woman who knows exactly what she is worth, and she knows she cannot buy it back. I walk back to my mother's car. I limp slightly. The pain is a quiet companion now. It doesn't roar. It just whispers. It reminds me that every choice has a price. It reminds me that I am still here. I am scarred and I am hollow, and I am broke. But I am breathing. In the city of the beautiful dead, that has to be enough. The mirror in my room is covered with a sheet. I don't need to see the reflection to know who I am. I am the girl who survived the discount. I am the woman who lives with the cost. I am the trial that never ends.